Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whoever may be listening to, wherever you may be. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in to the Entrepreneurship Report. As we always, we do not disappoint. And today we got a very special guest. He is a Grammy voting board member. And then also, he has music and projects out himself. He worked with some of the greats. He's been around some of the greats like Jay-Z. He's been around Beyonce. He's been around all the people that you could think of in the industry. He's been around them all. He's worked with them all. He is, he's official, y'all. He's official. Bill is here with us. Welcome to the Entrepreneurship Report. Bill, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, OG. It's great to be here. Thanks, man.
Man, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. Today we got to get into a lot of topics. We was digging into a lot of stuff earlier today, but now we got a lot of topics that we want to dig into and get the audience. Bill, why don't you go ahead and tell the audience a little bit more about you?
Okay. I started doing music professionally probably when I got out of college. I went to Monmouth University in New Jersey. I was a music major there, and I also have a popular music business minor. And I basically started in my mid-20s as more of an instrumentalist, a guy that performs. I am a guitar player and a singer, so while I was going through college and even after college, and even still because I enjoy it, I like to play a lot of guitar, I like to sing. I also am able to put bands together, play the electric guitar, play the acoustic guitar. I started to move into the producing songwriting direction in the late 90s when I got my first studio.
We have Bill here. He is a voting member for the Grammys. He's also a songwriter, producer. He does music. He plays music. He's into the music game. Before we kind of get into all the people that you've dealt with, can you tell those the new artists that's out there, what does it take? What is your process when you're thinking about voting on a song to be to win a Grammy? Can you talk to us about that and your thought process before we get into all the other people you've worked with?
For sure. When I'm voting on a song, obviously my network has been expanding over the last 10 years, and I know people from all over the country that are doing recordings in all genres of music. Some people are dance music people. Some people are doing country music. What I look for when I vote for a song is I'm kind of like an old-fashioned purist at heart, because we're kind of limited to what we can vote for. We only get 15 categories, specialized music categories to vote on. Everybody can vote on four general categories, but you can only pick 15 specialized categories out of the 86 categories that are available to be voted on. So what I do is I go through all of the for your consideration solicitations. I see what my friends are doing out of their production houses and their studios. I listen to the songs. I try to actually spread it around a little bit. I try to break out of my wheelhouse of music that, you know, maybe stuff that I don't buy as much of or listen to, but I try to listen to the song for what it's actually worth. A good song is a good song. And I look at the history of the artists, what they're doing, what their, you know, kind of like what their mission is, like their mission statement, their mission is, and what they're trying to accomplish. I look for feel-good, positive music. I also look for music that's not always coupled with a lot of big business, because anybody that has a lot of big business behind them doesn't necessarily need as many individual Academy votes. So I try to take care of my songwriter friends once I've fallen in love with their music and their genre. I don't like to support the machine, so to speak. I like to give it to the people that have integrity, that are actually trying to get their songs out there try to get some sort to raise the recognition level up, you know, raise the bar up a little bit or raise their plateau up a little bit. Because it's about people at the end of the day. It's about making relationships with people. I like to collaborate with nice people, good people, people that put a good song out there, people that have a good message attached to the song. So that's kind of what I look for when I'm voting on a song. It's not so much a popularity contest with me. It's about high quality, integrity, and a strong message. That's what I look for when I vote.
So with so many of the people that you worked with, can you name some of the people that you worked with and some of the people that you have voted on over? Just name who they are and name. Have you voted on their records before?
There's a guy that has a production house, a team actually, Robert Iback and David Longoria. They're also out of Los Angeles, out of Studio City. David plays a trumpet and does a lot of dance music. I supported his project this year called We Are One, which is such a positive kind of United Nations, you know, everybody, we are one race, we are one God, we are one people. It gives a strong message. David had a lot of hits in the past. One of them was called Angels. It was a dance song where he does a trumpet lead on it. That's his kind of signature sound. I always like what his studio is doing, and they're really nice guys too. So that's one of the people that's one of the projects I did. I voted for another project this year. Friends of mine spread out all over the country, but the main producer of the project, Kevin Mackey, is from Philadelphia. Is actually from my chapter, the city, my Recording Academy chapter city of Philadelphia. He's a member. He's a Grammy winning producer. He had a project a couple years back that took an award. He did a project called Action Moves People United, which I actually collaborated on with him. And that project has a wide variety of people on it, from some of the old rock and roller guys from a group called Yes. It has a spoken dialogue word part from Dan Aykroyd. It's just a really great, another one of these world peace kind of projects. I actually liked it so much. It inspired me to get into that writing genre a little bit. And I even did a song this year called We Can Do More. And that's also a song about stopping violence and realizing that violence is the weakest power, and that's not the direction to go. And we are capable of so much, and we can rise above all of this stuff, you know?
Yeah, because we are living in a world that's crazy. We need as many positive messages out there as possible. Those that are tuning in to the podcast, to the broadcast, we are here with Bill, voting member, a Grammy voting member, Bill. He's here with us on the Entrepreneurship Report. He's also a songwriter, producer. He has music. He has projects that he's working on right now. I love this man. He is so great, and he has such a great energy. And even when you hear him talk, even right now, you hear him referring to everybody as his friend, as his colleague, as a person that he's glad to vote and connect with. And I like, Bill, you know, one thing I like about you, man, is that you don't discriminate. You always there to encourage. And I think, do you think that a lot of musicians and a lot of people who's not getting their name out there, who wants to be on the Grammys level, how do they get their music at that level? It seemed like it's so intense to be at a level where they can say, wow, this person made it here. Because just to be nominated for a Grammy is an honor. But to win one is a totally different thing. So what do they need to work on? What does the artist need to work on to get their name, get their brand out there to that level where the Grammys, people like you, can vote on them?
Before I answer that, I also want to mention another guy, too. He's a really good friend of mine from India. He's also a world peace advocate, Ricky Kej, okay. K-E-J, Ricky Kej. He's from India. He actually won a Grammy in last year's, not the one that just passed, not the 59th, but the 58th Grammys. He won the New Age Award for his project, Shanti Sam, Winds of Samsara. And his project this year which I also supported, was called Shanty Samsara. And that was also a project that talked about the effects of global warming and how certain nations are losing their ecosystems and things that actually kind of command world awareness. So I don't want to leave him out of the other thing, too, because he's a great guy and he does everything from his heart. But to answer your question with the other thing, I think one of the most important things you can do when you're starting out as a singer-songwriter is meet a lot of people, get out there and play, and collaborate. The collaboration is where you can get your name on records, get different projects. You get your, whether it's a writing credit or whether you added an instrument or you shared your musical talents, your performance talents, your voice, your singing. I think collaborations is the way to go. How you meet these people is you go out to whatever kind of events that are around. Like I mentioned before, you can go to the singer-songwriter conventions, whatever you have coming around you. Now some of them are a little bit bigger and a little bit more intimidating, maybe like South by Southwest. There's a lot of people there. But there's nothing wrong with the smaller ones, too, that happen at the regional level, because they're usually packed with people that are in the business as songwriters or producers. And, you know, of course, they have a track sheet, and they have a wealth of knowledge. So I think it's strong to start out at your local level and expand, meet as many people as you can, and, you know, you kind of gravitate towards the ones that make you feel good, make you feel happy. You dig their vibe, you dig their project, the music that they're doing. You know, become a part of it, contribute something, you know. And then you'll start to develop mutual support from people, and then, you know, eventually, you know, you might be asked to do more things. I mean, my studio is as busy doing collaborative tracks that are usually sent, you know, via Dropbox or, like, you know, by the internet to people that are putting projects on in different regions of the United States, if not the world. So, you know, the more you get your name out there and the more people you meet, the better chance you have at getting your music heard. And of course, it goes without saying, it's really important to perform. You have to play live. And if you happen to be in an area where original music doesn't fly as well as cover music, well, it doesn't mean you still can't have your CD with you and play a couple songs people know, sneak a couple of your own tunes in, and let people know you have a CD for sale. Because you never know who's listening to you. You never know where that CD is going to wind up or, you know, a track card, a download card. You know, somebody might take it back to their hometown, which could be 200 miles away, and all of a sudden you might have people emailing you saying, oh, my God, I love your stuff. Do you have a website or, you know, do you have more stuff released? I think sometimes you can meet people to help you along your career in smaller places than what people think are the obvious places. There's like a million kids in Nashville all trying to do the same thing right now. And I'm not saying that people don't get discovered in Nashville, but people, music people, producers, people with power, don't just stay in Nashville. They vacation at places too. They leave the city and they go somewhere else. So if you happen to be in an area where you catch somebody off guard and they're not waiting to be solicited, they may actually come over to you and say, oh my God, I love your sound. Do you have anything original? And so that's what you have to always think about.
So it is. So it's all about networking. Not only you can, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's networking.
Yeah, it's all about networking. Yep.
So Bill, how did you get? We're here with Entrepreneurship Report. We're here with Bill. I mean, a very, very good friend of mine. He's just a very incredible person. I met him at the Grammys this past year. And just since then, we've been connected. We talk. We, you know, just a really good guy. So, Bill, I want to ask you a specific question. You have projects mm-hmm. out. How can they get your music? How can they connect with you and everything that you got going on?
I have some of the bigger projects that I've worked on, some albums, do have established websites. I produced a Philadelphia region rock band called the Brandon Smith Band. And so we did his album. It's called Honey, I'm Homeless. And that's actually available on the BrandonSmithBand.com I've also been involved in a couple children's projects as a writer and producer, a co-writer and producer. And that is, our brand name for that is called E is for Eric. E is for Eric. And that website is www.eisforericmusic.com. And we spell Eric with a K. E is for Ericmusic.com. My stuff's on iTunes. If you Google my name, or you go on iTunes and Amazon, you just put in Bill Catarini, all those projects plus my singles and other things that I have out there, they all come up. So I'm findable with a Google search. I'm in the process of revamping my website, but BillCatarini.com is open. I just had to change some stuff around with it and all. When you lose like a host provider and you have to rebuild again, it can be a tedious process. But I'm rebuilding my website. But these other websites are out there, as well as if you Google, if you put my name in, Bill Catarini, and you go on, you know, some of these streamable sites, Spotify, Napster, or you go on iTunes or Apple Music or Amazon, you will find a collection of my stuff there. And also those other names, E is for Eric and Brandon Smith Band. I worked with a band out of Canada that had some mild success called The Slums. The Slums, they're out of Montreal, Canada, French-Canadian guys. But they released a four-song kind of punk rock EP. And they did it in English, too. And that's out there, too. So, I mean, we have some projects out there. I'm also a part of that project with David Longoria. We are one, davidlongoria.com. And then Action Moves People United, AMPU.com, or ActionMovesPeopleUnited.com. That's another project that I lent my voice to, one of the songs on there. For my friend Kevin Mackey. So even I'm part of the whole collaborative effort. You know, I don't just release my own projects, but I've also been on other people's projects. And really, that was a result of at least 10 years of hard work of networking and showing up and getting to meet people. People aren't always so open to meeting you at first and all, but they have to get to know you a little bit. It's like with anything, you know, I mean, you try to take people at face value and you meet them, but, you know, everybody's got a little bit of a guard up in this business because a lot of people are taking advantage of it in the business too. So obviously people got to feel you out a little bit. They may do it more in my area because it might be like an East Coast thing. I don't know. People tend to be pretty sincere people where I live, but they're a little bit immediately distrusting at first. It might be that way out in Los Angeles too. I don't really know how the scene is there with
it's different, you know. And the West Coast is very much different. I'm here with Bill on the Entrepreneurship Report, and he is talking to, he's a voting member for the Grammys. I happened to connect with him not long ago, and since then we've been connecting, and he's here giving out all the juicy secrets that all you music artists, all the young artists want to know, like, hey, how do I get to my next level? How do I get my platform? How do I go to the next level? And he's already said, number one, you guys need to make sure that you are at music conferences, making sure that you are at things that celebrate music or to network with people. And then there's bigger
local groups.
Local groups.
You know? Yeah. Like local groups, join the recording academy in the city that's closest to you, so it's easy for you to go to the networking events. I'm a member of ASCAP, but people also can join BMI too, the music licensing companies. They all have expos. Take advantage of all that stuff. Go to the NAMM show where you meet like a bunch of vendors putting out all the new guitars and the microphones and the computer programs and all, and go and meet some of those people, because you're going to meet a bunch of people that are just like you. And, you know, there's comfort, you know, running into somebody, because then you don't feel like you're alone anymore. And, you know, there's also strength in numbers. So I would take advantage of any kind of music conference. Regional ones are great. Even though the big ones are cool too. But, you know, get involved, you know, be a part of some of these groups where you're going to meet the producers and you're going to meet the songwriters and you're going to meet some people with some credits under their belt, you know, because they are so willing to talk to you, you know?
Yeah, and that's and that's I think I that's do. And that's the biggest part that we have to learn is networking. You guys, we've been sitting here talking to Bill, and thank you, Bill, so much for coming on the Entrepreneurship Report with us. I think that everyone should be inspired. Bill has worked with everybody. We didn't get to all the details, but I want to invite you back to my show, Bill. Is that okay?
Oh, that is great, man. Hey, can I share one more little?
Absolutely.
Little thing I forgot to mention. I wanted to talk about the music conference again at the Cape May level. Like I said, the singer-songwriter Cape May. You'll never guess who we mentored 3 years ago. Actually, it was 4 years ago. And she actually started out as a singer-songwriter that actually played the guitar and sang. I just got done speaking at a producer's panel, and an engineer friend of mine was with me, and we were on the outside of the conference room. There was a bunch of mentoring tables set up. And at the time, during that convention, we were doing a little mentoring on how to get the best sound you can get with, like, home recording gear if you have to do your own demos. And we actually sat down with for 30 minutes because she was asking questions about Pro Tools and how to get good vocal sounds and guitar sounds recorded in her bedroom. It was a young Megan Trainor.
Wow. Yeah, Megan Trainor, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah. She didn't even do a record yet. Obviously, her producers that she got took her in a different direction because she turned like very like mainstream pop, like Katy Perry sound almost, you know? But the thing is she didn't start out that way. You know, she started going to these conferences and we told her how to use Pro Tools better. You know, so I hope it helped her, you know? It's probably the people doing it for her now, you know?
Right.
But I wanted to share that with you. I thought everybody get a kick out of that because we didn't realize, you know, who it was at the time. She was just a girl asking for some help, you know? But it just goes to show you never know who you're going to meet in any place, you know?
Absolutely. So I want to ask you this, and we're going to go and hang it off. Sure. Is there, like, a big tip? You've been giving us tips the whole entire time. If we're new into the music industry, this is our business, this is what we plan on doing, what is a big tip that you can give to everyone that's pursuing the music industry as their, either as an artist, either as a producer, either as a talent scout, or either as a person that's trying to connect people? What is the number one tip that we can utilize to help us in our business, in this journey, in this particular industry?
Well, there's actually a few that are kind of important, but I'll just give you a few. Number one, it would be versatile, be open to suggestion, be open to critiques, and don't take things personally. Don't translate. I don't like, if somebody says, I don't like the direction you took this song, like verse going into the chorus, don't take that as, that means you suck. It does not. Take criticism constructively. Be open to collaborations. Be open to get yourself out of your wheelhouse a little bit, and be open to try different genres of music, even if it's not what you've been doing. And by all means, stay away from the drugs, of course. You know, don't get involved in the party lifestyle because it's just going to bring you down. I mean, it's one thing if you want to have one drink after you're done, you know, playing your set or something or whatever, but don't turn it into like a rock and roll party because you're going to live fast and you're going to burn out young. So stay clean, stay healthy, stay friendly, stay accommodating. Don't turn into a divo or a diva. I like to call male divas divos. But, you know, just try to be cool with people, man. Be cool. Treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, that's the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that, Bill, you said it best. Thank you so much. I think we're going to end and close out the Entrepreneurship Report on that particular note. Make sure all the listeners out there, make sure you guys go ahead and follow your boy OD_Harris on Twitter, Instagram, all my social media, OD Harris. And Bill, why don't you give them your social media as well so they can follow you?
Well, of course, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook under Bill Catarini. I do have a fan page, and I also have a profile page, but I always put important information on both of those pages. And, of course, the websites, BillCatarini.com, EisForEricMusic.com, TheBrandonSmithBand.com, and then also my record label is actually called Cat House Sound LLC, and I have a Facebook page for that as well. So,
absolutely,
and, I have some stuff up on there. But yeah, the Facebook would be the best place to kind of get my blow by blow stuff, because that's the easiest thing for me to update when I'm on the go and I'm doing stuff. I can do it right from my phone. I'm also on Instagram as Bill Catarini, all one word. So, but Facebook has a hodgepodge of stuff, all kinds of photos and memories and people I've worked with, and a lot of things. You got to dig back a little bit, but it's all there though. There's video saved. There's all kinds of news stories, and also if you Google my name, you'll get some interesting newspaper articles and things that were written about me over the past 3 years or so.
All right, you all. That is Bill Catarini. He's here with us. Thank you so much for joining us on the Entrepreneurship Report. I'm signing off. Thank you. Till next time. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Till next time. I look forward to talking again. Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for being on the show.